Hi there, welcome to my channel. Now we shall be taking a recap of all the 12 basic signs of zodiac, starting with Aries and going up till Pisces. This is an introduction to it. If you are new to my channel, don't forget to subscribe and share these videos. These are all educational videos and we shall discuss more deep dive into Namamsha later on. But these are the basic approaches. I've always found it useful to first capture the basic approach. Always have these rules in mind. Ascendant sign, all the significations of the ascendant, where the lord of the ascendant is placed, be it D1, D9, D10, any of the divisional charts. That's the first step. That's what your soul is searching for. Number two, house placement. The sign has the quality of that house. If Aries is placed in fifth house, so the quality of the fifth house now takes on Aries kind of energy. That's why we have to cover it in energetic terms. With respect to the planet or ruler of that house, this assigns the quality to the house. Okay, whichever sign and whichever house placement, that's what we are talking about. So second is the house placement. So the order in which you cover this is house as the area of life. Fifth house being education, children, your love and romance, that kind of thing, right? Area of life. Sign assigns as a quality and nakshatra as a refinement of that quality. Basic rule, okay? Follow this everywhere. Because as we tend to go deeper and deeper into astrology, we tend to forget some basic rules. The fourth step is check the relationship between the houses 2, 12, 3, 11, 4, 10, which I've already covered in this playlist, okay? That comes the fourth step. So follow this step-by-step approach and we will never go wrong in our approach to handling the natal or the Navamsha or the Jaimini Karakas, which will come later on. All right. So let us begin to discuss the eighth sign of Scorpio, probably the most feared sign, I would think, among astrologers at least. But let us understand it simply. Scorpio is a fixed sign. It is ruled by both Mars and Ketu. Now, Mars is the one which is responsible for producing life, raw power of life energy in the system. And Ketu is the one who is not interested in that. He is interested in discarding stuff, letting go of stuff. That is why Scorpio is known as the sign of transformation, simply because there is one who wants to go forward, moving upward, has a drive and logic to get things done, and other is a detachment factor, which is letting go of things, moving away from things. This is moving towards things, this is moving away from things. You see how this works? That is why in the sign of Scorpio, it is called transformation by death of something and renewal of something at the same time. You have to understand this in slightly philosophical sense to understand Scorpio. There is nothing like something letting go of permanently. It's something like we say in science, energy only transforms from one thing to another. There is nothing like production of it. It just changes the form. Scorpio is something like that. It just transforms its form. Something is let go of and something in its place comes. Now, this, what comes and what goes depends upon these bunch of Karakas here in the yellow box and where the Scorpio sign is placed. But Scorpio is Scorpio nevertheless. Let us go through the themes first. And remember, this is a fixed sign. That is why it is difficult in Scorpio of planets landing. Why? Fixed signs 2, 5, 8 and 11, Taurus, Scorpio, Aquarius and Leo, the planets placed there, you remember, have a tendency to get fixed in itself. Saturn in there will have a very fixed place. Moon in there will have a very fixed emotional pattern, sort of lifetime. But in Scorpio, something has to be let go of and something new has to take place in place of it. It's a letting go of and renewal at the same time. Birth, death and rebirth. Death and rebirth in the same sign. That's the sign of Scorpio. Remember this always. Because it is fixed and in a fixed sign, some transformation has to take place and will take place through external circumstance, mind you, not through your conscious effort. Conscious effort happens in Virgo. Remember the 6-8 relationship. You can look up that video. In 8th house or in Scorpio, it happens automatically. Like the external situation, events, people, places, things change you. Something changes in the external, a situation, people, places, relationships, and so on. That changes you. Or something happens in your health and that changes you. You see, it's happening external to this thing. It's not a conscious effort. It will happen anyway. Whether you like it or not, it will happen. This is why we humans detest it. It is out of our conscious control. Okay? Quick recap then. Scorpio stands for hidden grudges. It can't let go of stuff. In Cancer, it lets go of things very easily. Cancer is flowing water. Scorpio, as I have spoken of in earlier videos, you can look that up, is still water. Like they say, still water runs deep. So it's a theme of Scorpio. Powerful, intense internal feelings. Everything Scorpio does is internal. Why the second house in Scorpio ascendant is Sagittarius? It does not want to speak. It's a muted sign. So Scorpio people, Scorpio ascendants are very quiet type of people. And so they end up processing everything, powerful feelings internally. They have to take care of the Cancer because of this, right? Otherwise it will affect their emotional body and therefore their health. Scorpio also stands for commitment. How committed are you? It's the second house after Libra. In Libra, you got married. In Scorpio, it asks for commitment. So Scorpio ascendant, so wherever Scorpio is or any of the Karakas, are very loyal people, very committed people. It tends to stick to one and it's a fixed sign. Therefore, it will not waver from its commitments. They are highly psychic and intuitive. The reason, because there is Ketu involved here. Ketu is the psychic point of energy in all charts. If you want to see the psychic attitude, see the Ketu, Ketu Nakshatra and so on. And where Scorpio is placed. Well, if Mars and Ketu are in Scorpio, it is psychic number one. It is very intense. The intensity comes from Mars. And both Mars and Ketu are like a warrior class planet. So it will come very intensely. Scorpio is all about intensity. It does not come in a soft way. This is not Moon. You are talking about Mars and Ketu. Self-critical. They can become very self-critical, especially if they are in ascendant. Difficulty in letting go. Now this is the theme we'll focus on more going forward in this video. Transformation, like I said, from external circumstances. Even your own body, your health is your external circumstance, isn't it? Most of us do not identify with the body. It's just a spirit. It's just the thought and the emotion. Something happens in a body, it will transform you. You change the way diseases transform you. A long-term disease transforms a person. Right? We have seen this amongst our elderly, for example. Our parents or grandparents, they were very nice when they were younger. Now they have a host of health problems. They are cranky. It's not their fault, but it is changing them. It changes a person. Hidden work. Why hidden? Because Scorpio is still water. Think of a quiet, deep lake. Hidden work, research, all researching abilities fall under the purview of Scorpio. Talents and abilities related to hidden work, hidden emotions. They can become good psychologists, psychiatrists. Since it is the 8th house, it is opposite to the 2nd house. It also is for inheritance, especially from your in-laws. Whatever you get from your in-laws' side as house, property, money, even inheritance in terms of not just real estate, industry as well. They can become a magnet to money because it's like attracts all the money from Taurus, goes and lands up in Scorpio. If you're saying inheritance, you're getting money from somewhere, right? It is just a circulatory mechanism. You get money from somewhere and pass it on to somebody else. So it is a magnet to money in that context. It also stands for unsolvable disputes of life. Karmic sign. You have carried something over and it lands in your 8th house to discard it this lifetime. So it's a dispute which you go through. Mars is there. There is a sign of dispute, right? Little events and big transformations. That's why Scorpio is also a Karaka of worms. Like Ketu is a Karaka of worms, little worms, ants, you know, things that crawl on the ground, insects that bite. All these are significations of Ketu. They are little events. How little can transform the big, that is Scorpio. And they remember every single detail because there is Ketu. And there is Mars, logic. Logically remembering every single detail. Scorpio ascendants can be highly mathematical because both Mars and Ketu are mathematical. Ketu loves trigonometry and calculus. Mars loves logic. Therefore, Scorpio ascendants and Scorpio sign or planets placed here will assume an extremely logical as well as intuitive capability. Okay? Planets here take on that energy of transforming itself at least once in a lifetime. Mars here will be responsible for brother, maybe, if you take human beings. If it's Venus, it may be your spouse. If it's Mercury, your siblings, your neighbors. If it's Moon, your mother, your emotions. If it's Sun, it's your father. You can keep taking these Karakas which is listed here. Okay, by now you should be knowing this. It is called a malefic because it focuses on things. The aspect of Mars brings on logic, targets and goals. Aspect of Ketu brings on research, deep introspection, analysis and intuitive research capability. It does not focus on life, it focuses on things. Therefore, Scorpio make very good law enforcement people, mathematical people, logical people, psychologists, psychiatrists, all that is powerfully Scorpio. Mars combined with Ketu, Mars goes underwater, does deep research analysis with logic and focus. They can get very focused because Mars is a planet of focus. Introverted because Ketu does not want to do anything with the outside world. Ketu is an introvert by default. It transforms by death process, meaning releasing unnecessary and retaining what's essential. Scorpio, speaking in terms of chakra, also stands for the last one, your root chakra, the colon, the anus, right? Discarding something which is not essential is the job of anus, but at the same time not discarding everything. You have to retain something inside. Think of that as Mars and Ketu combined in Scorpio. Now let's see the 12 ascendants. Now let us talk by each ascendant. We will talk as Scorpio, the 8th house, as well as the 8th house interchange with wherever Scorpio goes in. Okay, we'll talk about Scorpio as a sign as well as 8th house interchangeably. So let's talk about Aries first. Aries has got Scorpio in the 8th house. Okay, so they're very dominantly, anything goes transformation in their inheritance, in their life after marriage, and in relation to mothers when they are pregnant, because it is fifth house from the house of mother, fourth house, so that's tummy of the mother. Whatever happens in the eighth house, so planets are placed in eighth house in general, is what your mother went through that transformed her. Okay, it's landed in your 8th house now. Think of it that way. So for Aries, what does 8th house stand for? It stands for inheritance. It stands for family of the spouse. The family of the spouse may be the reason for transformation of Aries. Any unexpected changes that happen in their inheritance might be a reason for their transformation. That's for Aries. For Taurus, anything happens to their spouse, okay, anything happens in their marital relationships will transform them. Also, now Jupiter rules the 8th house, so they can be very quiet about their transformation. Sagittarius is a muted, quiet sign. Gemini is the talkative one. So whatever happens in their religious beliefs, whatever think about their policy procedures, if they defy any of this stuff, it will trigger a transformation in their lives. If they don't go by legal system, if they don't go by legal banking system, if they do not consider the spouse's family with respect, ninth house demands respect, Jupiter demands respect. If they do not do that, that might trigger this. Remember, anything goes on in the 8th house, if you do not take care of this, it triggers the 8th house automatically. Remember that. You should take care of that properly, those aspects. For the Gemini ascendant, now Scorpio has gone to the sixth house. Whatever happens in their daily work, in their daily routines, whatever happens in their health, for a Gemini ascendant, this is the sign of health. They might have some long-term diseases because Scorpio does not let go of stuff that happens. Grudges at work. Remember Scorpio we talked about as grudges. Gemini ascendant should learn not to hold grudges with people at workplace. Otherwise, it creates long-term illnesses for them. Also, it has to do with their career because their 8th house is being ruled by Saturn now. So it is all the more critical that they keep their workplace clear of grudges, clear of enmities. Don't hold intense feelings for people, colleagues at workplace. This is for Gemini ascendants. For the Cancer ascendant, now Scorpio has landed in the 5th house. So for Cancer ascendant, they do not forget things that happened. They do not forget the love affairs. They do not forget what happened in the school, in the college, education. Or they do not forget things that happened to their children. 5th house is also the house of children. Yes, it's also the house of speculative gains. More so because now Aquarius is in their 8th house. So any sudden gains and losses will trigger the transformation for them. Because there's the energy is present, doesn't matter where the planets are placed. Okay, think of it this way. For the Leo ascendant, now what has happened? Scorpio has gone to the 4th house, house of the mother. For Leo ascendant, their relationship with their mother will transform them. Whatever goes on in their home front is very intense for them. They need to be very guarded and protective about their home front. Home, mother, family, local presence, local masses. This is public masses, 11th house. This is local masses, 4th house. Now Scorpio is sitting there. Anything that happens in their local land will be very transformative to the Leo ascendant by default. Doesn't matter where Mars and Ketu are placed. Because the energy carried is of Scorpio. They might hold grudges with people at home, even their mother. Leo ascendant should recognize this and not hold grudges with their own mums. Now, what is sitting in the 12th house? Sign of letting go. Right? Now, letting go, Pisces has come to the 8th house and Cancer has come to the 12th house, the original house of Pisces. So, whatever happens when it comes to their inheritance. Inheritance is basically getting money, but 12th house is of letting go. So this push and pull of letting go creates a chaos in their emotional body for the Leo ascendant. Simply because there is a sign of Pisces, a letting go, is sitting in the house of inheritance. So they can that can cause a lot of transformation for them. For Virgo ascendants, now Scorpio has come to the 3rd house. Siblings. Anything to do with siblings is a trigger for Virgo ascendants. Anything that happens to their elder sibling, because 3rd house is the house of elder siblings, it's a cause of transformation for them. They take those feelings very personally. They take their hobbies very personally. Okay, they take the neighbors, whatever happens in the neighbors, they take it very personally. Right? What is sitting in this 8th house for the Virgo ascendants? It's Aries now. Whenever Virgo ascendants begin something new in the region of speculative gains, it will trigger the house of 3rd house as well as it will change their profession, 5th house. You begin something new and it causes transformation for them. This becomes a trigger point. Virgo ascendants have a difficult time beginning something new because they are always thinking of root stuff. They are focusing on minute details. They are focusing on daily work. Their focus is that. So whenever they begin, initiate something new. Aries is initiating something new. Or whenever their spouse is initiating something new, it will trigger this particular house for the Virgo ascendant. The Libra ascendant. Now Scorpio has gone to the 2nd house of wealth, of speech, or family, means of earning wealth. So Libra ascendants have to be really careful of how they speak, the quality of their speech. Do not hold grudges with your family. Do not hold grudges with people who have taken money from you and not given it. Scorpio is the sign of grudges, like we spoke about. The moment they do that, they will undergo transformation in that area, because the opposite house in 8th is now the house of resources. It's just the reverse of Aries, right? Because it's the opposite sign of Aries. Taurus, the actual house of resources, resources of the spouse, because it's second from the 7th house, will go up, will get transformed if they learn to speak properly. Scorpio can be very sharp and critical in their speech as well, more so the Libra ascendant, because now Scorpio is in the 2nd house. Speak wisely, speak less, they will, because there is Scorpio there. Libra ascendant will tend to be very reserved about what they speak. But if they control their speech, it will control their 2nd house and Taurus also. Also, looking at it the other way, okay? If they change, if something changes regarding their earning, in their wealth, in their inheritance, it will trigger the transformation for them, because this is 8th from the ascendant. For Scorpio itself, now their whole life is about transforming. Something comes and goes, they will get transformed. Something happens with their siblings and neighbors. Scorpio ascendants are very, very controlled and triggered by whatever happens in their neighborhoods. They have a karmic relationship with their siblings, with their neighbors, with what happens in gossip. Any kind of gossip is detrimental to the Scorpio ascendant, because now they are taking it directly, right? It's from the 8th from the 1st house, and the 1st house itself has Scorpio. Be careful of what energy Scorpio ascendants you are absorbing from your neighbors, from your siblings, from your hobbies. This is going to directly transform you. For Sagittarius ascendants now, it has gone to the 12th house. So the spending habits of Sagittarius, whatever they spend money on, tends to affect them, tends to transform them. They tend to hold grudges with whoever they have given money or spent on, complaining about things relating to whatever their spending habits are. They have an intense bedroom life, because Scorpio is a highly sexual sign and it's sitting in the 12th house. A lot of intensity in the bedroom, in the sexual life. At the same time, Cancer is sitting in the 8th house. So whatever goes on in their emotional body and their sexual life for a Sagittarius ascendant is highly transformative in nature. They take it to their emotional body. Be careful, Sagittarius. Your sexual life has direct implications on your emotional body. Okay? Capricorn ascendant, whatever they gain, whatever their popularity is in social media, whatever their friend circle, community circle is, because now Scorpio has come in the 11th house. So they get deeply affected, transformed by their presence on social media. That's for Capricorn ascendants. And they want dominance. Wherever Sun is sitting, Sun becomes a transformative planet for Capricorn ascendant. If Sun is sitting here, or if Sun is sitting here, for example, if the Lord of the 8th is sitting in the 5th, they tend to get a lot of past life intuitive knowledge for Capricorn ascendant, because now it's called past life knowledge. Lord of the 8th, Sun, the soul Karaka, is sitting in the 5th house. Of course, their focus also starts becoming a lot about children, education, and so on. Multiple meanings. There's always multiple significations. There's no one signification in astrology. You can build in the Karakas as well. For the Aquarius, your career becomes transformative for you. Any change in career, okay, this becomes transformative for the Aquarius ascendant, because now that's ruled by Scorpio. It's life-changing for them. Any change in job, change in profession, 10th house related matters. Any change in your status, what do you think is your status, will change the Aquarius ascendant. At the same time, there is a house of diseases, house of debts, house of daily work. Daily work can transform Aquarius ascendant. How they take their daily work as an energy for them. Because the daily work also, the sixth house has Cancer. We saw in Cancer how it plays out for the Aquarius. You see the interdependencies of houses. Your daily work affects your emotional body, can transform you in your career. At the same time, your daily work also is transformative in the eighth house. All are interrelated. Lastly, for the Pisces ascendant, now the house of transformation, Scorpio, has gone into ninth house. This is a little tricky. They can hold grudges against their father, against religion, against faith, because ninth house is all those things. Against rules and regulations, Pisces typically hates rules and regulations, holds grudges against all of these things. If they learn to let go of grudges, this is the biggest life lesson of Scorpio, let go of grudges, and it is difficult, more easily said than done for them, because it's a fixed sign, they tend to hold on to it. Whenever it is that they let go of, it creates transformation. Also, their spouse can be very transformative for a Pisces ascendant. They can tend to have a lot of fights with the spouse, like I said in the earlier when we discussed Virgo. But when it comes to Scorpio, it can be very transformative because 8th house is Scorpio. Learning to let go of grudges in religion, in faith, against your gurus, against your father, as well as having more trust and faith in your spouse. Learning to let go of grudges with the spouse, not having public fights with the spouse. Remember, I spoke of this in Virgo. This will help the Pisces ascendant. Remember to always take the Karakas also. Sun grudges against father, Moon grudges against mother, Mars against brother, Mercury against children, young girls, Jupiter against gurus and teachers, Venus against spouse, Saturn against people, colleagues at workplace, Rahu maybe Rahu and Ketu maybe even grandfather. And Ketu, wherever it sits in your chart for all the ascendants, just I'm leaving this as a tail note. Remember that Ketu has established a flag. Ketu always protects. Ketu always takes multiples of three in your chart, physically wherever it's placed. So wherever Scorpio and Ketu are coming, that place you have mastered in the previous life. That's your mastery. Shall discuss this more as we go along in Navamsha. Probably do some case studies as well. Otherwise, these things are difficult to understand. Next, we'll talk about Sagittarius. Meanwhile, take care. Be safe.